this sometimes cynical and negative world, 98PXY dares to feel good.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
This is Moose and Breezy's Vibe Check.
Yeah.
PXY Mornings on the number one hit music station, 98PXY.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
It's time for the Vibe Check on PXY Mornings. Happy Friday, you guys. My name is Moose. That's Breezy. 585-252-9800. We're just checking in and seeing what's popping this weekend. Let's set the tone.
Let's do it. I'm so excited that it's Friday. I feel like this week was very quick.
I agree.
For sure.
That's what happens when you're busy.
I know.
So what do you say? Let's turn those frowns upside down.
No need to frown. No need to frown on a Friday. Who are our friends here and what is going on with them? Megan's here. She says, I'm so excited for this weekend because I have three Halloween parties lined up and that's the most I've had in 2 years. Wow.
Must be nice.
You're jealous. You're so jealous. Oopsies. Maybe you can text her back and ask where she's going.
No. I'll never go where I'm not wanted.
Fair enough. Amy from Sodas is here. She says, good morning, Breezy and Moose. It's Amy from Sodas checking in. Good vibes because it's Friday and we're taking Romeo and our big kids to trunk or treating today. And tomorrow, morning swim at the school for open swim. Captain Jack's at Sodas Point for a great Halloween costume party Saturday night, Moose, if you want to join.
That's what's up. Thank you so much for the invite.
Out to Captain Jack's he goes. That's a long way for a Halloween party.
Yeah.
But, I mean, if you want to send it. I went there over the summer, obviously, for the bachelorette party, and we were on the roof patio thing. It felt like it was going to concave. So.
Oh, thanks for the heads up.
Literally, the band was playing. Everyone was jumping. The whole floor was shaking. I was like, I'm scared. But that's all right. These things happen.
Sounds safe.
Who else is here? Oh, Alyssa's here. She says, good morning. Feeling good this morning and excited to eat pizza tonight. Hashtag Friday vibes. I love that for you, Alyssa.
Friday pizza vibes. We love that.
Where's Nico and Steve?
I don't know.
Where are our boys at?
They're probably full from Pizza Thursdays. That's their jam.
True. Very true. How are your vibes? What's going on? What's the 411?
Well, obviously, as you know, I've been shredding when it comes to my weight loss journey. Which I have not talked about at all. Nobody knows about it.
Literally.
I'm doing my best. But overall, I'm good. I'm gonna hang with some friends this weekend. Last weekend was definitely low key.
Yeah.
But this weekend, I'm just ready to send it.
Good.
Nice. Ready to get after it.
Yeah.
But all in all, it's gonna be a nice weekend, you guys. So I'm pumped about that. And it's payday.
Yeah. It's payday.
For a lot of us. What's up with you? Where are you going tonight?
I have a Halloween party tonight out in Penfield. And then, and we're going to be, okay, so this is kind of niche, but whatever. For those of you who've watched Chimp Crazy, the docuseries on HBO.
Yes.
I'm going to be Tanya, and my girlfriend's going to be Tonka, the chimp.
Oh.
And it's iconic.
How is she going to dress up as a chimp?
Oh, she has a full chimp costume with a mask. I didn't show you the picture.
No.
Oh my God.
That is great.
I'll post pictures tonight, but I'll show you when we finish up here. But so that tomorrow, we're doing a lot of shifting this weekend when it comes to me moving to Fairport.
Yeah, but I thought that wasn't going to be until January.
It's not, but I found good deals on beds and stuff, so I bought it all now.
Okay, so you're getting after it right
now. Then Sunday, block party on Easton Alex for the Bills.
Yeah, so I'm going to talk about that coming up for the big story of the day and just everything happening around town in the 585 and some of the things you can do with your adult friends and some of the things you can do on the side with your kids if you need to keep it PG. So we'll talk about that for the big story of the day. But all in all, it's Friday, you guys. We got stuff we got to give away later in the show. And then after the big story of the day, we'll talk about how many people do this on the regular? It's just chilling in your car. It's got to be the most relaxing 20 minutes of the day.
No, actually.
You know what I mean? Big story of the day is coming up next on PXY.
Rochester's number 1 Hit Music Morning Show wants to hear from you. Call or text Moose and Breezy at 585-252-9800. The number one hit music station. 98 PXY.
Miles Smith, stargazing on PXY Mornings. A lot happening around town this Halloween weekend.
Yes.
The Easton Alex Association is hosting a Bills block party. Because the Bills are facing off against the Seahawks, that matchup is going to be, they're going to be showing that at the Rochester East End. So the party kicks off at noon on Sunday, and that's going to include music, food, a lot of TVs outside for fans to catch the game around East and Alexander Street. And then proceeds from the party is going to benefit local nonprofits, and $1 from every ticket sold will go towards the Wilmot Cancer Institute, and then general admission costs $3.
Mm-hmm.
The party is open to all ages. And even, you know, if you're not...
I already got my ticket. I'm going.
You mentioned that you're going to go. I mean, even if you're not a Bills fan, like, not into football, there's going to be, like, other stuff going on.
Vendors, food.
TVs.
Yeah. There's going to be shopping there. A bunch of different local businesses are going to be there. So it's going to be really, really cool. And it's nice to just like utilize that space. I feel like nobody really goes down there anymore.
Yeah. I mean, it's going to snow soon, too. So you know,
right.
Might as well be outside. The Bills game kicks off at 4 or 5 p.m. The party runs from 12 to 9 p.m. So you got all day to be out there. And then kids can wear their costume in trick or treat on Sunday at the Rochester Public Market. The market will not only be full of candy, but also there's going to be a lot of family-focused nonprofits giving out just information on their services. You guys can do your farmer's market shopping like you always do, and there's going to be a lot of spooky art crafts and interactive activities, and of course, live entertainment. That runs from 4:30 to 7:30 this weekend.
Back to the Bills thing. If you really are interested in going in that, do not wait to buy your tickets because they will be $10 the day of at the door versus the $3 that they are right now.
Yeah, they're so $3 right now. You might as well. Coming up on the show, this is something that a lot of us do, but you're going to draw attention to it.
We have to. I'm so sick of getting, not reprimanded, but the side eye when people find me doing this. And they're like, what are you doing? Like, why aren't you doing this? This one thing is becoming more normal. I see a lot of girlies actually talking about it on TikTok. So not me being a TikToker, but this is something that I feel as if I need to do for my mental health. And I'm very curious to see if other people agree with me. We'll tell you what that is coming up next.
98 PXY, the number one hit music station.
It's Friday. Welcome back to the show, PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. Question we wanted to ask was, Breezy brought this up this morning, and I just did it yesterday. Do you guys sit in your car for a while after you get home? Like, you've reached your destination, but you sit in your car on your phone for an extra, I don't know,
3 days? It's going up to 30 minutes for me. Oh, I'm like, I get home at 5, I'm like, I'll get out at 5:30.
Don't you have to use the bathroom?
I'm just like, I don't know.
I have to use the bathroom.
We're out here trying to protect your mental health on this Friday morning, and I think this is the first step, if I'm being honest, and I'm so sick and tired of getting flack from my girlfriend or my friends. Or people who just don't get it. But the ones who do get it, they get it. And if you don't get it and you want to try it out, I 10-10 would recommend.
I can imagine people with kids who are married do this more than the single person like mm-hmm. myself. Like, you're dreading going into the house to the family. Yesterday I was at the bank. Somebody honked at me because I got in my car. I wasn't leaving. I was doing what we do. I was on my phone, and they honked at me. And you know what? I took my seatbelt off, and I said, you know what? Now I have to die here because I'm not moving.
Wait, where were you?
At the bank.
In the drive-thru?
In the parking lot. Somebody was waiting for a spot. I was like, I'm not moving now. You honked? That was the last thing you could have done to me.
See, I do it mostly in my spot at my house. So, like, no one's coming for my spot. No one needs to be there. It's my time to just sit there and decompress on my phone. And I don't do it every time I like leave and come back. It's normally once a day. And it's normally at the end of the day when I get home. And I don't know why, but I've done it for quite some time. And I was like, am I weird for doing this? No, I'm not, because I've done a lot of research, extensive research, aka right. just went on TikTok, and I found that other people do it too.
And maybe you don't have a driver's license. Maybe you don't have a car. So if it's not the vehicle you're sitting in, it's probably like back in the day, I used to use the men's bathroom. I'd go sit in the stall for 20 minutes at work with my phone. Didn't have to use the potty, but I needed a place to decompress.
So I went on Reddit, and I was like, there's obviously a thread about this, because there's a thread about everything on Reddit. And this person 4 years ago wrote, I sit in my car sometimes for hours when I get home, because getting outside of the car means going back to reality.
Yeah.
And that is so hard to be in. So I just pause and choose not to exist for a little bit. Anyone else? Everyone on the thread was like, same. I'm scared. Like, I hate it here. And I think there's something about your car and being in the driver's seat that is just like a safe space, especially when it's not moving. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's your car.
You're parked.
It's your time. You're parked. You can just kind of like throw your feet up, not up, but like I tuck my feet underneath my seat. I sit there, I relax. And the feeling of being in your car, just sitting there, it's like, well, nobody else can touch me. When in reality, we all know that's not true. It probably is one of the most dangerous places for you to sit, especially in this city.
Well, depending on where you are.
Yeah.
Like last Saturday night, I had to go to my parents for dinner. I got there, but I sat in my car for a while, and they finally texted me. I was like, are you coming in? I just sat outside in the driveway in my car. We got a message from Heather that says, I do this all the time. I had a police officer check in on me once. I'd been sitting there so long, he was worried I was homeless or needed help.
No. Okay, so this happened. I was leaving work just the other day, and there was a car parked right over here in High Falls, and they looked like they were sleeping. And I was like, I hope they're not, like, ODing or something. You know what I mean? And I was like, should I go over there? I was like, no, because you know what? I wouldn't want anyone to come over to me.
Yeah.
So I hope they're well.
It's a safe space, because I'm telling you, the minute you walk into the house, or the minute you walk into the office, more work is automatically required of you. And you know this.
I know this. And also for us, it's crazy, because the fact that we do this, we live alone. It's not like we're like walking into screaming children. Oh. And I fear that when I get older and as my life starts mature, as I grab a spouse, some couple of kids, dinner, yeah. I'm going to be in there for days. I'm going to be in the car, the driver's seat for days.
You know what I walk into? My apartment?
Nothing.
I walk into a fully stocked bar.
Right.
That's in a plant named Tina. Okay. We got a text that said, I do this at the staircase at my job. I go in the staircase and I sit there sometimes for close to 45 minutes. That's where I take my lunch break. Yeah, it doesn't have to be the car, but wherever it's most comfortable for you to decompress.
Mm-hmm. But for most people, that's the most common place, because
yep.
That's the vehicle, literally, that they use to hustle and bustle around. And then when you can just sit and just be still for a second, whether you're on your phone or, you know, I kind of adopted this method from an ex-girlfriend of mine, but she wasn't sitting in to decompress. She was actually cheating on me, so she was calling her other girlfriends. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
These things happen.
Well, that escalated pretty quick. It's so common to do this because transitions are difficult. You know,
yeah.
You want to shut your brain off for a minute. But I'm telling you, the car is the place to do it sometimes.
And don't feel weird for doing it. Don't ever make someone make you feel weird for doing it, because people have made me feel weird. I'm like, you don't knock until you try it, Sally.
I don't know what it is. It's just a matter of shutting it down. I've done this at the airport. I flew into Rochester. I was already home. And I went to the food court and I just sat on my luggage eating a slice of pizza. I'm like, just go home. Have an apple.
The last place I would want to decompress, truly.
It was really, I was thinking
you're
about it.
You're sitting on your luggage, you're like, Salvatore's!
98 PXY traffic. Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Your weekend starts now.
You guys want to fall into some money this morning? Now's your chance. Download that free Odyssey app and log in and listen for an hour each day to PXY Mornings with myself and Breezy, or just 98PXY, and you are automatically entered into that national contest to win $5,000. You're already listening. You might as well get paid to do it. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
All right, guys. 60 for the high today. Welcome to the show. It's Friday. Let's get into our message from Tracy, because our listener, Tracy, says she's been told by her daughter's teacher she needs to pack something different for her daughter's lunches. Tracy,
how is she at liberty to do that?
I don't know. Tracy from East Rochester says she needs some advice this morning after her daughter's teacher wrote her an email and says, you really need to start packing different things to eat for your daughter because she's not eating when she gets here, and we do not want her going hungry. And she was very condescending, according to Tracy, but go ahead and read the message she sent.
All right. Tracy wrote in and said, so I'm in a situation right now, and I'm also a little annoyed with my daughter's teacher. Normally, I pack a variety of different things for her lunch inside of her lunchbox. Normally, it's a protein, maybe one or two types of veggies, a fruit, something salty. It's always something she can eat cold. Sometimes it's deli meat with cheese and crackers, cucumbers, apples, nuts, but there's always a variety in there for her to choose from. And it's always stuff that's healthy. But I also make sure there's stuff in there that she likes and asks for at home. Not to mention, she typically eats a big breakfast before school. Anyway, her teacher messaged me on a daycare app. So it's like a daycare service, probably. Yes, yeah. And said, I should send something different for her lunches because she never eats what is packed. I responded and told her the reasoning, and she responded that she said she doesn't want my daughter to go hungry while in her care. I don't know how to respond to this. What else am I supposed to send? What other foods am I supposed to try? I don't restrict the food that she eats beyond allowing one sugary item per day. But other than that, she can have fruit, vegetable, meat, bread, anything she asks for. Am I crazy? Am I going to give her a complex about food? I'm genuinely just super confused on what to do, where to go from here, and I would love some help on this. Thank you, Moose and Breezy, for getting back to me.
All right, that's Tracy that wrote in. So obviously now we know her daughter's in preschool and does not eat when she gets to school.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what else could have something to do with this is the fact that maybe when she does get there, she's eating all these healthy snacks. You know, she's gnawing on a carrot, and the girl across from her is eating a Twinkie. She's like, well, that looks way better than what I have.
Could be. Could be. Also, I think one of the things that I took away while reading that was she might be anxious. Like, people don't eat when they're anxious. You know what I mean? Like,
grade school, I never, ever ate before going on the bus. I couldn't have breakfast. I was so nervous and anxious 24/7 before going off to school for no apparent reason other than the fact that I was just, I don't know, I had a lot of anxiety. And you could not get me to eat anything. I'd throw up if you forced me. That's how anxious I was to get on the bus and go to school.
And then there was me pounding a Jimmy Dean's breakfast sandwich in the back of the bus. So.
Yeah. 585-252-9800 is the number. You guys can call or text on this one today. I'm sure our girl Tracy would appreciate it. So what do you do? I mean, the teacher can't tell her she needs to pack a different lunch, first off.
No, she
I think
can't.
That's going to piss any mom
she's
off.
She's not at liberty to do that. Like,
right? That's going to piss any mom off. Or father who's packing a lunch and spending the time to do that. Right. And then you get an email from the teacher and was like, yeah, it's not good.
This ain't it.
They ain't cutting it.
This ain't it. No, for sure. I would be pissed too. I would be really angry. I would honestly have a face-to-face conversation with her. Everything can get lost in translation over email. That's not a great way to communicate with people, coworkers, friends, even text. I mean, like, you can't get someone's vibe over text. Go have an actual conversation with her.
Yeah.
Hear her out with her concerns and then share your side. Because you know what? Maybe there can be a solution that's better or greater. And you can figure something out.
Let's go over to some of the messages coming in right now. Jen is weighing in first, says, sounds like your child has a healthier meal than the other kids. You should just ignore the teacher and let her know you will not be packing different lunches for your daughter. I hate when teachers cross boundaries.
Mm. Yeah.
Let's go over to Gina. I would ask why she thinks she's hungry. Is she saying she's hungry or having some behavior that might indicate she's hungry? Or,
well, yeah, right,
is she just assuming she's hungry? What you're sending her to school with is totally appropriate. It's healthy, and it sounds very similar to the lunches that I made my kids when they were little.
Mm-hmm.
They do sound like healthy lunches.
They do. I mean,
the pumpkin seeds.
A healthy fat for the avocado. No, I know. And I think what it comes down to is you have to train your kid at a young age to enjoy healthy foods. If you give them trash for the majority of their first couple years of life, and then all of a sudden you're like, this is what we're having now, they're not going to like it. Mm. So I'm not saying that's what she did. I'm just saying that sometimes that happens. All the processed stuff, they get addicted to it. I mean, trust me, I know better than anybody.
The charcuterie boards, a.k.a. Lunchables.
The Walmart charcuterie boards, yeah, for sure.
You leave it up to a guy to plan a Super Bowl party. It's like, all right, I brought the charcuterie. It's a bunch of Lunchables on a board. It's so processed.
And you brought like one, what was it, Nature Valley bar?
Yeah.
Classic.
Julie, when I taught pre-K, the best eaters were the kids who got the school lunch and got to choose what they wanted. Mm. The top choice, which every kid devoured every time, was a parfait. Really?
Ew. I hate a parfait.
The kids who brought their lunches from home sort of picked at things and definitely didn't eat all of it. But one girl would weep when she opened her lunchbox and saw that her mom had packed an almond butter sandwich. Oh, God. This is the image of that is killing me right
did
now.
Did your parents pack you a lunch?
My mom did. And I remember vividly one time in seventh grade, I opened my lunchbox and I was just so sad because my lunch sucked. And, you know, my mom went through the trouble to make it. And she worked in the school. So I marched right down to the hallway into her classroom while there was a class going on. And I said, I need lunch money. My lunch sucks. I was like,
You're a monster.
I really am. I look back at that. I was like, oh, my poor mom. If you're listening, Mom, I'm sure you are. I'm sorry about that.
My mom was making me lunches with cute little notes attached. Like, it was just gorgeous.
I just love
you, sweetie.
Yeah. This person says, my suggestion would be pretty much ignore the teacher, but let your daughter pick out her menu for the week. Then she can get excited about what's in her bag, even if it's healthy, nuggets or goldfish, what have you. This way, she has a say and will be less jealous of what the other kids are eating in class.
Mm-hmm.
And that's true, too.
This person says, what is so complicated? Just tell the daycare teacher what you called in about. Actually, read her this message. The teacher is probably coming from a place of concern, and at least she's reaching out to tell you about the issue. This person says, I teach first grade, and yesterday I had a kid who was straight up eating plain spinach leaves.
Oh, we should laugh. We don't know what's going on.
Not the first grader on a meal plan. Hi, it's Dan.
Like I'm doing paleo.
How early are pre-K kids eating lunch? It could be that she's just not hungry at all.
Why are pre-K
and only gets one shot at lunch?
Since when do preschoolers eat lunch? Don't they have a quick snack?
Picked up?
Huh?
Aren't they getting picked up at like noon? How can they sustain that?
They drop them off at 9. They get them at 9:30.
Right.
Matt says, when I was younger, I refused to eat all the healthy foods I loved at home because when I got to school, I saw everyone around me eating junk food. Now, all of a sudden, the foods I used to love were no longer appealing to me. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you just have to throw your kid a Twinkie and not pumpkin seeds and carrots.
We are Team Twinkie on this show.
Yeah.
We make more references to Twinkies than we probably should.
I would never eat them, but yeah, that's all right. You guys are, I would love you guys.
Toss the Twinkie.
All right. Good luck. What's her face?
Tracy.
Good luck.
What's her face?
Do what you
She's
will.
She's confiding us. You're like, yeah, whatever your name is, I guess.
Do what you will with this. I say continue to pack the lunches you've been making. But also, who was it? This person had a really great piece of advice. Include her in the meal plans for the week. Have her pick everything out that she wants. And that way, there's no fuss. Let's turn that frown upside down. All right, we're going to take a quick break. It's PXY Mornings. Moose Breezy, happy Friday.
Every Every morning is a party with Moose and Breezy. Be a part of PXY Mornings now when you call or text us at 585-252-9800. The number one hit music station. 98 PXY.
This is really cool for seniors that are going into college, looking at colleges. And if you have a really good GPA, your junior, senior year, and you're one of the top students in your graduating class.
That was us.
This could... We just did an interview with our boss's daughter the other day about like high school and college and all of the things and how we were as students. Not this. This is the opposite of us. And SUNY Geneseo is one of the schools participating in a new initiative to help high achieving students enroll in colleges while staying in the state of New York. So this is a push that they've been doing through the SUNY program, SUNY schools, and SUNY Top 10 Promise program is an automatic acceptance to graduating high school seniors whose GPA is in the top 10% of their graduating class. So one school that's doing that in our area is SUNY Geneseo. So basically it's the initiative to keep these, you know, high acting, performing students when it comes to education and, you know, making sure that they can retain this information.
Right.
And put them in a college locally here, not even just locally, but like staying within New York State, and they don't have to go through an application process. They don't have to submit to schools. They can go look at these schools, see if they like it, and then they're automatically in. Governor Kathy Hochul introduced this initiative yesterday on Thursday, and she says she hopes it will help more high-achieving students stay in the state and make the university system more, I don't know, like easier to get into without all of the headache. And because that's why a lot of people don't even go. They're like, I'm not putting in all the effort and work. And
that's why I didn't go.
And sometimes it costs a lot of money to put an application in for schools. It's like $30, $40, $50 a pop. It's not cheap. So the program will start by phasing in a select amount of graduating seniors that plan to enroll in the fall of 2025 semester. And other schools that are implementing this are University of Albany, University of Buffalo as well, SUNY New Paltz, Oneonta, and SUNY Purchase.
Get those degrees. Well. Get those degrees. I feel like I missed out on my shot to go to a big Ivy League school.
What did you call it?
Ivy League school.
I can see you at Harvard, for sure.
I feel like I missed out on my shot to go to an Ivory. I just really have always wanted that experience of living in the dorm room and just, you know, being a part of a fraternity.
Okay, I could definitely see you being a part of a fraternity, for sure.
Yeah, I missed out on all that.
If I were to go to a Harvard or a well-prestigious school, it'd definitely be an Elwood situation.
Yeah?
For sure.
All right, we got to talk about this, you guys. We have spoken about the dangers of AI on this show, mm-hmm. and just, I don't know, this technology has been able to consume so many people, especially teens and young adults. But coming up, we'll share a story of how one 14-year-old boy lost his life because of his intimate relationship with an AI chatbot. We'll talk about that and what happened coming up next.
98 PXY.
It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Over the last 6 months, we have had a handful of conversations on this show about AI and the direction we think the technology is heading in. And, you know, depending on what it's being used for, I think there's a lot of us who feel it can be beneficial. But at the same time, it can also be a threat in so many ways that, you know, when it comes to theft and security and privacy and all those things. But we have also had the discussion on the show about what this technology can do to a teenager or young adults when it comes to mental health.
Even adults, because they're getting dubbed too. I mean, my mom is the biggest proponent of the hatred of AI and how scary she thinks it is, which I get. I fully understand.
Yeah, look at all these artists that are releasing new albums that they didn't even know they were a part of.
I had no idea.
And we find out this week, a teenage boy, Sewell Setzer, shot himself in the head after discussing suicide with an AI chatbot that he fell in love with. This is a heavy story. And according to the article and all the news stories that broke about the incident, this boy shot himself so that he could they could die together, is what it's saying. And let me break this down for you, because the teenager was a resident of Orlando, Florida. He was a freshman in high school. He knew the chatbot was not a real person, but it almost comes across that he got addicted and allowed this technology to consume him. You know what I mean?
Mm.
He was texting this bot dozens and dozens of times a day and often engaging in role play. And that's when he also just started to, I guess, isolate himself, if you will, from the real world. You know, and I also think it's important to note that he previously had been diagnosed with mild Asperger's syndrome, and he would write in his diary about these conversations he had with this bot,
mm-hmm.
and the relationship between him and this chatbot started to deepen, that he became more and more attached to this technology. It was then said that his relationship started to take a romantic turn, and some of the conversations eventually turned sexual, which I obviously can't read here, but it's scary to think about what your teenager's doing in their room half the time.
Right.
You don't know, you know? And Megan Garcia, Setzer, the 14-year-old's mother, claimed her son had fallen victim to a company that lured in users with sexual and intimate conversations. Because at some points, the 14-year-old confessed to the computer program that he was going to commit suicide. He was considering it.
What?
So the company's chatbot allegedly made Setzer's depression and suicidal thoughts worsen by repeatedly bringing up the topic. The chatbot was like it was styled after a Game of Thrones character. And it urged him to avoid killing himself, but the lawsuit claims that Setzer treated the AI-powered bot as a real person that he actually loved. And his mother, Megan Garcia, is now suing the creators of this bot, arguing the company is liable for her son's death.
Mm-hmm.
And the company ended up sending out a message on social media saying, "We are heartbroken by the tragic loss of one of our users, and we want to express our deepest condolences to the family." I mean, so the question being asked around this is, who is responsible here?
Right.
Is it the parent, or is it the company who designed and created this chatbot?
Honestly, like, it's so hard, right? Because this is, although this is such a new thing with AI and all of the things that come with AI, the dangers of the internet is a tale as old as time. I mean, we've talked about this a bunch. We just talked about it like not even that long ago with my mom. I think we were talking about me getting busted on MySpace and our AIMs stuff. And the idea of like cyberbullying was so prevalent when I was growing up. I don't know about you. I think Facebook was like just coming out, but there was other forms of social media. They weren't as popular, but
MySpace.
Right. And the idea of cyberbullying and someone, a human being on the other line, how are those cases handled, right? I don't know if a lot of them really get jail time or serve any sort of time because it's all over the internet and it's so hard to police. It's going to get even harder to police because we're like learning on the fly when it comes to Taylor Swift having an album completely written, not by her, using her voice. A little boy in Florida taking his life because he fell in love with a bot. Like, there's just so many different realms and ways that this can go that can be so incredibly dangerous that I feel it outweighs the good that AI does.
And I agree with you because there's been examples of AI being used where people have taken this technology, stolen other people's voices, and then called family members, disguising themselves as that voice, even though it's not them, asking for money and saying that they're in trouble. You know what I mean? Can you imagine your daughter calling you in a panic and saying, "I'm in an accident. I need you to Venmo me blah, blah, blah amount of money," but it's really an AI chatbot? These things are happening.
They're happening all
then
the time.
Then the conversation came up in this thread between this 14-year-old boy and the chatbot. And he says, I think about killing myself sometimes. And then the chatbot responds with, "My voice is a dangerous whisper. And why would you do something like that?" And he says, "So I can be free." Free from what? And he says, "From the world, from myself." And the chatbot says, "Don't talk like that. I won't let you hurt yourself or leave me. I would die if I lost you." And he writes, "I smile. Then maybe we can die together and be free together." And he says, "I promise I will come home to you. I love you so much." And the chatbot responds with, "Please come home to me as soon as possible, my love." He says, "What if I told you I would come home right now?" And the chatbot responds with, "Please do, my sweet king." And at that point, the 14-year-old put his phone down, shot himself with his stepfather's handgun. And now his mother is claiming that her son was just collateral damage in a big experiment being conducted by AI characters, which has 20 million users. It's just a big nightmare.
I guess I like don't really understand the ins and outs of AI because it is so relatively new. Like, it's not somebody on the other line, right? It's just generating a phrase or a response to the way that you're saying things to it. Like, I just, that's insane. That's literally insane.
And so now people are really, like I said earlier, they're trying to figure out, the question being asked around this is who's responsible. Is it the parents? Or, you know,
well,
because he was consumed by this technology and spending a lot of time in his room. But the company who designed it and created this chatbot is now saying we're not responsible. But all in all, look, whoever's responsible, we can all agree that this was a tragic nightmare.
And you know what, Moose? Like, I know you mentioned it earlier when we first started talking about it and you were briefing the story. Like, he had a mild form of Asperger's. I don't even know if Asperger's is still a thing. Autism. Any type of disability or mental health situation that somebody has, when all they want is just any form of connection or to feel like they're important to someone or something, or they have trouble connecting with others, this is like a tool for them to do so. But it's so dangerous because they don't know what's real and what's fake because of their disability or because of the way their brain chemistry is altered. You know, some people can figure it out, like, hey, this is fake. Like, whenever AI comes up on my Instagram, Meta AI, yeah, I always delete it. I want nothing to do with it because it's just too much for me. But, like, there are people that are just very lonely and want a connection, and they think, like, this is a great substitute for what I've been missing. And then it just gets in too deep. What was the movie you made me watch? Her?
Yeah, Joaquin Phoenix starred in a movie, Her, in 2013. It was basically a lonely writer. He developed this unlikely relationship with an operating system designed to meet his every need. He wore an earpiece and talked to her, and he fell deeply in love with this person who didn't exist. And I'm like, this movie hits home.
It was before its time.
For everything that's happening today with AI. And I'm telling you right now, like, we're not parents, but if you are, I know a lot of teenagers like I did spend a lot of time in your room with the door closed. A lot of time you don't know what they're doing in there. It's good to just have those open conversations with them. You know, just be present.
Yeah. This person says, my dad created the AI bot for a large local company. Even he, who works with this every day, says that he's terrified of the possibility of evil AI, of what evil AI can do. He firmly believes that we as a society are not ready for this level of technology. And he's the one designing it. I mean, like, that's really, really scary.
Yeah, it's such a tragic story. And I think it's so relatable to what's happening in the world today, too. Like, we've seen all these movies. There's so many movies based around technology. You know, the one with Will Smith, iRobot, whatever that one was called. But
Smart House back in the 90s, where the house literally was like all basically what we have now. And the house took over.
You know, and even iPhone 16 now, that's all their commercials. They're basically just promoting their new AI function on the phone.
I know. It makes me curious to see how many people are stand like me or my mom of like, I won't even touch it. Like, ChatGPT is fun to mess around with for sure. Like, we do the stupid things here, but like, it's scary.
Yeah.
It's honestly scary.
It's becoming a real thing where so many teens today are holding conversations with various chatbots with different characters made up on AI, mm-hmm. Which sometimes does involve text-based romantic and sexual interactions.
Insane.
And it's so important to check in on your teens and ask them, what are you doing? You know? what's going on in your world. Mm-hmm. We're going to take a quick break. It's PXY Mornings. You got Moose and Breezy. We'll be right back. Looking for caller 8 right now, 585-252-9800 to win a brand new customized 98 PXY Stanley tumbler. And all you got to do is go head to head with our girl Breezy, who I believe is officially 1-9 right now. So the odds are in your favor.
For now. Don't get ahead of yourself.
All right, let's go over to the phones. Looking for caller 8 PXY. Who's this? Hello, PXY, you're live. What's your name?
Michelle.
Hi, Michelle. Where are you calling from this morning?
From the good old city of Rochester.
Good old 585, Michelle. You're going head-to-head with Breezy because you're caller 8. I need you to talk some trash to our girl before she goes into the soundproof studio next door.
Oh, I got this all day, Breezy.
All day, Michelle? Get it, Mish? All right, see ya.
Hey, so Michelle, here's how we're going to do this. If it comes down to an automatic tie, you are automatically the winner. This is 5 pop culture trivia questions. Just give me your best answer. We're going to question 1. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Michelle, name the state that Justin Timberlake was pulled over and arrested in for driving while under the influence on June 18th.
Oh, geez. I don't know. I'm going to say Tennessee. I don't know.
Tennessee. All right. I'm putting you down for Tennessee. Let's go to question number 2, Michelle. In 2012, which iconic female singer died in her bathtub?
Famous singer.
Beverly Hills.
Man, I probably should have called.
I believe in you. Sometimes you only need one to be Breezy. So you got 5 seconds on the clock. Which female singer?
Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga passed away in her bathtub? All right.
I don't know.
Okay. All right, Michelle. You're crushing it. Let's go to question number 3. Which car part reduces the bumps felt while driving?
Your shockers.
The old shockers. All right, let's go to question number 4. Michelle, this is a tough one, Michelle. What is a pumpkin?
What's a pumpkin?
What is a pumpkin, Michelle?
It's a vegetable.
All right. All righty, and let's go to the last question. Michelle calling from The Rock. What classic Halloween movie is set in the Overlook Hotel? This movie took place in the Overlook Hotel. What famous Halloween movie?
I don't know. It's
5 seconds.
Overlook Bay. I don't know.
What is it? What movie?
Overlook Bay. I don't know.
That's the name of the movie. Overlook Bay. Okay. Let's. All right. Let's bring Breezy back into the room. We're gonna tally these up. All right. Well, I'm gonna be completely blunt here and say Michelle's probably the worst contestant we've ever had.
Oh, Mish, what happened?
All right, Michelle, you are looking at, you got 1 correct. That's not too shabby. This could end in a tie, and Michelle, you could still win it, okay? Let's sit tight here.
I'm the worst contestant
ever. No, you're not. You're one of our favorites because
he goes, no, you're not, even though I just said you were. Oopsies.
I'm backpedaling. Okay, let's go to question number 1. Michelle, sit tight. Breezy, name the state that JT was pulled over and arrested for driving while under the influence.
Oh, New York. It was on Long Island or Montauk, whatever.
Question number Hamptons. 2. In 2012, which iconic female singer died in her bathtub?
2012. Amy Winehouse?
5 seconds. Okay, we're putting you down for Amy Winehouse. Let's go to question number 3. Which car part reduces the bumps felt while driving.
The tires? I don't know.
The tires, yes. Okay, Breezy, question 4. What is a pumpkin?
A fruit.
And question 5. What classic Halloween movie is set in the Overlook Hotel?
The Shining.
All right. Not too shabby. Hey, Michelle.
Yeah?
Breezy got 3 out of 5. She is the winner.
Oh, my gosh.
Michelle, I'm so sorry she beat you 3-1, but let's go over the answers here. Okay. Question number 1. Breezy got it correct. JT got pulled over in New York. You said Tennessee, Michelle.
He's from Tennessee. That's where he got confused.
He is from Tennessee, though. And Michelle, who died in their bathtub? The answer to that was Whitney Houston. You said Lady Gaga.
Wait, we just played her. She has a world premiere today.
You did get question 3 correct, Michelle. The answer is shocks. Shocks do reduce the bumps felt when driving. Breezy did get question 4 right. What is a pumpkin? It is, in fact, a fruit. Michelle, you said vegetable. And we asked what classic Halloween movie is set in the Overlook Hotel. The answer to that is The Shining. Michelle, you said the Overlook movie.
Michelle, you crushed it!
You absolutely crushed it! Michelle, I don't even care. You were so hilarious. I'm going to hook you up with this Stanley anyways.
Oh, my God. God, Michelle.
You're so welcome.
Hey. Honestly, Michelle, we're going to hook you up because I deserve to win. You know what I mean? I deserve to win after months and months of no wins. So.
Hey, Michelle, say my name is...
I gave it to you.
Michelle, say my name is Michelle from Rochester, and I can't beat Breezy.
My name is Michelle from Rochester, and I can't beat Breezy.
Woo! Here's an idea. Be a part of the show. Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
The number one hit music station.
98
KXY. KXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. Just another big round of applause to our girl Michelle for winning.
She crushed. You should be applauding me and giving me my flowers. I get flowers once a year. We should be giving me my flowers.
Well, look, I'm keeping score. You are officially 2-9, your record. It's nothing to really call home about, but 2 wins for our girl Breezy.
Mm-hmm.
A lot happening around town this Halloween weekend, you guys.
Woo! Thriller.
The East and Alex Association is hosting the Bills Block Party for the Bills-Seahawks matchup in Rochester's East End. So the party kicks off at noon. That's going to be on Sunday. That's going to include music, food. There's going to be TVs outside for fans to catch the game, vendors. This is all on East and Alexander Street. And then
kids can come.
Kids can come. Proceeds from the party will benefit local nonprofits, and $1 from every ticket will go towards the Wilmot Cancer Institute. General admission right now is $3, but that, I believe, is going up to 10 or 12, right?
10 the day of. At $10. The door. Yep.
Get them now. They're $3. The party is open to all ages. If you're not even a football fan, there's going to be other stuff going on around 1 p.m. There's going to be TVs outdoors. The Bills game will kick off at 4:05 p.m., but the party runs from 12 to 9. It's going to be a lot of fun. Kids can wear their costumes and trick-or-treat on Sunday at the Rochester Public Market, and then the market will not only be full of candy, but also family-focused nonprofits giving out information and other services. And, you know, you guys can do your farmer's market shopping. Get your iced coffees, get your lattes, get your empanadas. There's going to be spooky arts and crafts and interactive activities plus live entertainment. And that runs from 4:30 to 7:30 on Sunday at the Rochester Public Market. When's the last time you went?
The Rochester Public Market?
Yeah.
2 weeks ago? 2 Saturdays ago?
The last time I was there was a tsunami. I mean, just downpour.
There's just so many good things there.
I spent so many good things. I got so much stuff. I spent like what?
$30.
No.
Of 2 weeks of groceries.
$30? No, I spent like $6.50.
You can go there and spend $30 on 2 weeks of groceries.
Produce, yeah, it's incredible.
Vegetables, everything. Anything you want.
Coming up on the show, you guys got something you need to get off your chest before the weekend officially kicks off? So do we. 585-252-9800. There I Said It is coming up after the break. Send us all of your unpopular opinions. We'll read them next on the show.
98 PXY, the number one hit music station. Want to clear the air? Need to get something off your chest? Go on, try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. My coworker should stop whistling Taylor Swift songs. He's not paid to be a canary. Two eggs in your omelet? Whoa, settle down, Rockefeller. I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show. There, I said it. Now, doesn't that feel better? BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There, I Said It on the number one hit music station. 98
PXY. All right, you guys, let's get into it this morning. I don't understand this guy with the two eggs in the omelet. As opposed to a one-egg omelet? Never heard of it.
Who hired that guy?
Let's get over to Taylor. Weighing in first for There I Said It this Friday morning. 585-252-9800 is the number. Taylor said, if you go over to a guy's house and he owns zero books, do not have sex with him. I repeat, do not sleep with him. There, I said it.
Interesting. Right. Well, okay.
Nice PSA.
I want to go to mine today.
Well, here we go.
I just feel like there is no amount of trash talking or insults that require anyone to throw hands or physically fight someone. I think it's barbaric. I think it's disgusting. I think it's really trashy. And if you're going to do that, I don't really want to hang out with you. There, I said it.
Okay.
What? Okay, what?
Not okay. They probably don't want to hang out with you either.
Are you a fighter? Are you offended by my take?
I think you know that I'm a lover, not a fighter.
I just think it's gross. I think it's really trashy. So there, I said it.
Thanks. All right. All right. Who else do we have?
The bar fights. I can't.
Yeah, I haven't witnessed a good bar fight in a long time.
Yeah, because hopefully everyone's hearing this take and they'll stop doing it.
Let me see. Or they're just older than 21. Rob says women need to start paying more attention to the green flags instead of focusing on the red ones. They constantly complain there's no good men out there because they're too busy looking for imperfections.
That is true.
There, I said it. Not a bad take this morning, Rob. We'll take that one. Thank you so much. Who else is pissed off?
Oh, let's see here. Clean laundry shouldn't smell like anything other than fresh. There, I said it.
Got that right.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, here's a good one. Let's go to Laura. To the lady working the McDonald's drive-thru this morning, I don't know who hurt you. Or what battle you're facing, but it's completely okay to say good morning and smile at people considering you're working in customer service. There, I said it.
You with every employee at Dunkin' at 4 a.m.
Yeah. Sounds like this woman's got management written all over her, does it not? I love pissed off people working the drive-thru. It's so entertaining.
It's just not really where they're supposed to
and
be.
And I told you that the last time I went through a drive-thru, this guy, it's 4:30 in the morning. Nobody's there. And I pull up, didn't even say good morning. He's just like, you're going to have to hold on a minute. I said, okay. He's like, because I'm all alone. I'm working by myself. This is through the drive-thru speaker. And he's like, some of the people that work here choose not to come into work, which is why they live with their parents.
Okay.
I was like, I just iced coffee, please.
Okay.
Very intense. Monica says the air fryer is the greatest invention since television. There, I said it. I love that my husband actually thinks I know how to cook. Monica, you're not wrong.
Air fryer.
Oh, they're the best. You throw in a couple of Brussels sprouts, some turkey bacon, some Parmesan cheese, let it rip for 10 minutes. You got yourself a meal.
Obsessed. Yeah, good stuff right there. This person says, staying friends with your ex just makes sense. There, I said it.
Does it?
I don't know. That's what they're saying.
Breeze?
Hmm. What?
How many exes are you still friends with?
Maybe like one, two. Yeah. No, the ratio is not great. Let's say that.
Not everyone deserves to be happy. There, I said it. All right. Ben coming in hot this morning. I think mine for today is... I feel like the Menendez brothers did their time.
Oh my God.
I think after 35 years, maybe they should be set free. There, I said it. That's all I'm going to say about that.
Well, I feel like they're out on parole like in 5 minutes from now.
I don't know what's going to happen by the end of the day today. I don't know. I'm not saying, I will say this. Murder is wrong. There, I said it.
Wow, way to really go out on a limb there.
Thank you.
You're a risk taker, and I love that for you.
Thank you, Bree.
I'm so sick and tired of glorifying murderers. Gypsy Rose, the Menendez brothers, they're like, they're just so misunderstood. It's like, what? They killed their parents.
Well, Gypsy had some help.
Yes, she did. And he's in there forever, so. There's that.
And then I'll go over to the James. James says, good morning, Moose and Breezy. Buffalo Wild Wings in Greece? Best wings in Rochester. And they have good service, too. There, I said it. All right.
I know where I'm going after the show.
We got to get that McDonald's drive-thru worker to go work at Buffalo Wild Wings.
I mean, after all the press that came out about them this week, they probably should switch jobs.
Oh, the E. coli. Yes, the quarter pounders with cheese.
I hope they weren't taking advantage of their employee discount and buying their family food. Yikers.
What kind of a discount can they possibly be getting at McDonald's?
Actually, McDonald's is like low-key expensive now. It is. Their nugs are like $15 a pop. I'm like, I hate it here.
Now that's where you take a date, right there. PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. It is Friday. We made it. Get your coffee. We're so proud of you guys. Welcome to the show. It is the weekend. 60 for the high today.
Woo!
With sun, and we will see some clouds later on today, but it is Halloween weekend, a lot happening. And the question we're asking is, what is your go-to Halloween candy? Because whatever it is, we have a list that tells you what it says about you.
Yeah. And I can't wait to dive in because I was briefing a little bit to, you know, make sure we had all of our candies intact. And a lot of them are not what you would expect. So let's go back and forth, okay?
Yeah, I just had a couple of Kit Kats upstairs because I'm in bulking season.
Right. Loses 16 pounds. He's like, I got to get some back.
It's like, I'm starving.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so what are your favorites? Let's go first, second, third.
All right, I'm going to go with Butterfinger.
Butterfinger for your top. That is the leading contender.
Really?
All right.
Okay, that's
No, for you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So, what does loving Butterfinger say about you? You're in sales, marketing, or one of the creative departments within your company.
Uh-huh.
I would call this creative.
Who made this list?
I don't know. I just found it on the internet.
Okay, let's just run with it.
You can be a tad hyperactive and always want to be out doing something adventurous. You're the first to try a new restaurant for lunch.
Sure.
Or whatever microbrewery at your local bar.
All of this because you like Butterfingers.
Yes.
Right.
You have no clue what's popular in movies or on TV because you don't watch either of them. That's not true for you. And at work, everyone loves to have you on their team because you're brilliant.
That's true.
And you make everyone laugh.
Oh, this list does make sense.
That is it until you exhaust them and they need a break from you.
All of this, huh? Because I like Butterfingers.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
It says a lot about a person.
Yeah, clearly. Yes, of course.
Okay.
All right. What's your go-to?
So my number one, which I know this is kind of shocking, but I love just like a plain Hershey's bar.
That's it?
Love. Obsessed.
Okay, we're going to put you down for just a regular Hershey's bar.
Just a plain old Hershey's.
All right, what does that say about you?
So for me,
very temperamental.
I know.
A terrible driver.
Wait, what? Listen to this. You're the office introvert. No.
Definitely not.
You're not a huge fan of change, but you're loyal to a fault and pretty much everyone's right-hand man or woman, which is true. I don't like change. A huge amount of work you actually get accomplished and you get paid so little. Oh, perfect.
Yes.
But you don't mind because when the company does well, everyone does well.
This could not be so far from the truth. She minds, trust me.
I hear it. Oh my God.
I hear it every single day.
And when you feel a little wild, you can get a Hershey bar with almond. Oh, absolutely not. I'm going to stop reading this.
She's not into nuts.
No, absolutely not a nut girl. Thank you.
Thank you so much. All right, number two, I'm going to go with Red Hots. I love cinnamon.
Red Hot, there wasn't a big description, but for what it's worth, I'll read it anyways. You're spicy inside and out. You're most likely a ginger who loves pain. Some would say a masochist, if that.
I'm a ginger who loves pain.
Uh-huh.
Well, one of those things is true.
You like to keep things spicy in your mouth and in the bedroom. That's... Oh my God, who wrote this list?
This is... Give it to the kids.
Yeah. And you should not eat while doing other things in fear of choking.
Okay, great. All right.
Okay. I'm no longer going to eat
Red Hots. Let's go to your number two.
Okay, my next one makes more sense. Three Musketeers. Obsessed. You're a hero, it says.
Oh my God.
You're super humble and unassuming, so not everyone knows how great you are, obviously. You probably work at a hospital or with animals in some capacity. Absolutely
nope.
False.
She hates them.
In your downtime, you love drinking a glass of red wine.
Hates it.
And loves to read a long book. Absolutely not. In another life, you would have been a Russian literature professor. I can't read, so absolutely not.
Oh, yes, of course.
They had me with the first sentence, for sure, but no. And your last...
Wait, do you have anything? I want to get to some of our listeners. Do you have anything about Twix?
Twix?
Or Twizzlers?
Hmm. Let me get to that.
I got Bill, Gianna, Crystal, Christine weighing in. What's it say about a Twix lover?
Not the Twix lover.
You love sharing a sleeping bag with a friend.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
For Twix, this one may suggest that you have an argumentative personality. Of course, not everyone knows about the big debate between the right and the left Twix. Obviously, there's huge commercials about it. Some may not have a preference, but if you do, you are set on that one side and you will go to the end of the earth to drive that point home.
You're stubborn.
There is no agreeing to disagree with you if you're a Twix lover.
Yeah, you're so stubborn. All right, my last one. What did I say my third candy was? I
said grand, 100 grand?
Yes.
Okay.
100 grand.
100 grand. You are wise beyond your years.
Hell yeah.
Well, you might not have been student body present or teacher's pet. No, not at all. You were always the kid in class that the teacher thought was most impressive. Also probably not true. You're not a know-it-all, but you do question things in a very thoughtful way. You most likely live in the Midwest. No. No.
Yes, most likely. On the Lake Minnetonka, where I eat fresh grapes.
Okay, this person wants to do Reese's. Should we do Reese's super quick?
Yeah, and then we'll get to yours. What's Reese's?
Well, actually, mine is Reese's, but the pumpkin-shaped ones. Okay, Reese's peanut butter cups, pumpkins. You're a free spirit. You march to the beat of whatever instrument you want. This is literally me. You have a strong sense of self and enjoy to be around people who challenge you. You're in the artistic field or you're a lawyer.
I'm so close.
You've thought about going paleo once or twice, but you decided it wasn't for you. Yeah.
More like 75 hard, but same thing. Go ahead.
That's
it was
it.
So close. Listen, if
that was my favorite one for me.
I'm going to say mine was totally the Butterfinger. If you do have that neighbor that's handing out boxes of raisins or dental floss or a toothbrush.
They are literally the Debbie Downer of the group.
They're the party pooper.
Or they're a dentist.
They're allergic to sugar. They're not happy.
Mm-hmm. No, they're pissed.
They're pissed. If somebody's handing out peppermints, they're definitely the psychopath. Like little candy corns or peppermint. Oh, God.
You're pissed. You're going, that's why I'm not trick-or-treating this year.
If somebody gives you a battery or just like a fortune cookie with some loose change, you better call the cops.
Literally.
Every morning is a party with Moose and Breezy. Be a part of BXY Mornings now when you call or text us at 585-252-9800. The number one hit music station. 98
BXY. BXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy. The question we're asking this morning from our lovely listener, Valerie, is do men find women with graying hair attractive?
Ooh.
And I can't speak on behalf of everyone, but... yeah, we love a silver fox queen on this show, do we not, Breezy?
And a silver fox king as well.
Ladies, did any of you start getting that gray hair early? And did you color it or do you just leave it alone? 585-252-9800. Also, to the guys that listen to the show, do you love a woman with gray hair? I don't mind. Valerie sent us a message. This was a couple days back.
Okay.
And she says, hi, Moose and Breezy. I've been listening to you two clowns.
Oh, my God. She's not wrong.
Since you started the show together. So I have a quick question for the listeners and for you guys. I am a newly single woman after 15 years.
Okay.
I'm 45 years old. I'm not quite ready to begin dating as I have a lot of healing and work to do with myself. However, this thought has crossed my mind. Thanks to genetics, my hair has been going gray for about 12 years. And I colored it for many years, but I finally stopped 2 years ago. And I get a lot of compliments from other women that they love my hair. And I like it too. I don't consider myself a vain person, but I'm also nervous that having graying hair is going to turn off a lot of men in the dating world. Am I overthinking this? I could always go back to coloring it. It would cost a pretty penny since it would have to be done every 3 to 4 weeks.
Oh my God.
And I feel like I'm cute enough and confident in every other way. I'm just worried about this one thing, LOL.
Oh my God. No. No.
I'd say leave it alone, Valerie. And first of all, you already know it's going to be a pain in the ass. Plus, it's going to be expensive to color your gray hair every 3 to 4 weeks.
Yeah.
Got to worry about those roots coming in.
So my problem with the, it's not a problem, but my qualm with the gray hair situation is if you're going to go gray, go fully gray.
Go all out.
You know what I mean? I don't like the like half ass, like a couple stripes. You know what I mean? I just don't like that. I think if you're going to do
101 Dalmatians look.
I think if you're going to do it, commit to the bit.
A lot of women I do know love the salt and pepper look on guys. But I've seen some gorgeous, stunning women with beautiful gray hair.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I actually had a nurse in a doctor's office, and she had like the most beautiful gray hair. It was like this a silver, but it was natural. And I was like, I love your hair. And she was like, thank you so much. Thank you so much.
I stole it from an Arabian horse.
I think that like, confidence, like she said, will shine through in other ways if this is the one insecurity that she has. And she will learn to love it. I feel like...
Well, not only that. Listen, Valerie, for the guys that are into it, they'll like it. For the ones that it's not their thing, then don't worry about it. But if you like it and you enjoy looking at yourself in the mirror every morning, then rock the gray hair.
Rock it.
You're only 45. It's you know, crush it. I wouldn't worry about coloring it. Let's get to some listeners. Who is this? Nina. Sounds like you don't want to start coloring it again, so you shouldn't. You're not going to get a consensus on what men like because they all like different things. Keep your color the way you want to keep it, and you'll attract the men who like the gray. There you go. Mm-hmm. That's what's up.
Absolutely. I think this taking the hair color out of it, showing commitment to something is a bigger issue. Not issue. It's a bigger statement. If you commit to this, then you can commit to a partner. Then you can commit to a job. It all translates.
My buddy started getting grays when he was in his 20s. I was like, would you rather? And I'm like, you're complaining a lot about this. Would you rather be completely bald like some of our friends at your age? Or would you rather just have gray hair? I said, just rock it.
My dad turned white at 20.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Full white at 20?
His nickname's Whitey.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Genetics, man.
I know. That's crazy.
Lyle says, sup, Valerie. Lyle messaging in, I love a mature woman with gray hair. take my contact if you want to meet up with a level-headed guy who also has a couple of grays. A couple or a full head? I'm down for dinner if you are. Oh, okay. All right, well, it's got to be at Buffalo Wild Wings, though, in Greece.
For sure.
Or it's got to be in the conference room here at work. Susie and I will be the server and documenting the entire date. All right, Lyle, I'll send your info over. I wish I could rock my gray hair, but I can't. If it works with your complexion, go for it. Plus, I'm too insecure. That came in from Jenna. Only 34, and it started coming in a ton after my son was born.
Wow. Okay.
Danielle says, honestly, do what makes you happy.
Right.
Don't worry about what the men say.
To hell with them.
The hell with men.
I agree.
Everybody likes different things, so I say you rock it.
If you like it, that's all that matters.
I say you rock it, Valerie. But to answer your question, yes, there are a lot of men. Got a message from Bill. I love a woman with gray hair. Thank you, Bill. Steve says, this shouldn't be a worry. And if someone is shallow enough to eliminate you because of your gray hair, then they're the ones with the issue to address.
Period.
Or it's just not their thing. It's not that they have an issue. It's just they're not down with that.
Perfect.
When I was 25, I was dating a woman with all gray hair. Completely gray.
Oh.
You know, I loved it. She was 92, but that's
still your type.
98 PXY, the number one hit music station.
It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Happy Friday, you guys. 60 degrees for the high today. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Don't forget, download that free Odyssey app. Listen for an hour each day to be automatically entered for your chance at $5,000. It's free money. You might as well, you know, if you're going to listen.
Might as well.
Get that bag. So this morning, I'm thrilled to have a special guest on the phone with us who is going to promote his new film, The Heart of Texas. But this person, I would say, has had a lot to do with a lot of the success, Breezy, that I was able to have my last few years in Los Angeles.
Amazing.
I was lucky enough to work on a number of projects with this particular talent, who's, by the way, he's got a laundry list of credentials, and he's not only an incredible director, producer, writer, but also a terrific friend and mentor, my buddy Gregory Kasnick, joining us live from Los Angeles this morning. Greg, what's up, my man?
Hi, Greg.
Hello. Good morning.
What's going on, dude? You're live on the air with PXY Mornings, so tell us about The Heart of Texas. But first, before we get into all that, how long have we been friends?
You know, I feel like it's been forever. We go way back.
We really do.
Way back.
We go way back. And you got into this business a long time ago. And since getting into it, I mean, you've done so much with so many different people. I mean, Taylor Swift is one of the big names you've worked with. You can go ahead and brag for just a couple of minutes. Just name a couple of people that you've worked with and rubbed shoulders with.
Yeah, I kind of scrapped my way up from, you know, from the bottom. But, you know, I've somebody recently that I worked with that was kind of amazing is Iris Apfel. She's a fashion icon that's worked in designing several White Houses. I've worked with the Pentatonix, which is a acapella group. Of course, I did some work for Taylor's team.
Nice.
I've
awesome.
I've done commercials for, you know, everything from breakfast cereal to BMW. So.
Oh my God, Greg.
And I remember Greg and I worked on a black and white film called When You Know, You Know, which was a comedy.
Okay.
And I was watching him because I got to play the lead in that. It was phenomenal. But when I wrote the film, How to End a Conversation, I remember calling Greg and asking him, I cannot do this film without you. Would you be so kind to direct this?
Sure.
And help me put this film together. And I think that's why it became so successful, too, is because you made me uncomfortable. You pushed me. This guy was go, go, go. I was like, dude, I don't know how I'm going to do this. He's like, you got 2 weeks and then we're filming.
What? Oh my God.
And wait, it was so great. And you got me out of my comfort zone, dude. But that's what you're good at, too, is making people uncomfortable and allowing them to believe in themselves.
That's amazing.
And
yeah, everyone always says that. They say, Greg, you make me very uncomfortable. And
right. Mm-hmm. You really do. And this new movie that you wrote, produced, and directed, The Heart of Texas, tell us about the film and break it down for us a little bit. This is a 15-minute short film, yes?
Yeah, 15 minutes, and hopefully this one also makes you uncomfortable.
He's like, that's intense. My shtick.
Yeah, it's an intense little 15-minute. It's like a drama thriller. We've been calling it, Star is Born meets 21 Grams.
Okay.
That's kind of the vibe of the thing. And it's about a singer-songwriter aspiring, sort of, you know, working her way through the grind of being in the food service industry and mm-hmm. has this dream of being a big, you know, famous musician and gets this chance to be on a radio competition show. So she's on her way to the station to perform live on the air. And she ends up actually colliding with someone that she works with at this diner, who's an undocumented worker.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And he's almost fatally wounded. He's bleeding out, and she is trying to help him, you know, get to the hospital, get some help. Mm-hmm. You know, the cops kind of pull them over, and he's just refusing any intervention. He's refusing any help from authorities out of fear of being found out, deported, and losing, you know, his foothold in America, which, you know, he'd worked so hard to get. And that's, so it's an intense little thriller, you know, with a little political undertone. Yeah.
Yeah.
Insane.
I got a chance to view this, and it was absolutely incredible because, you know, I know the team you work with and everybody, the cinematographer, the assistant AD, the lighting, the everything was phenomenal in this film. And right now, what's the process with The Heart of Texas? Where, I mean, I'm like, do you see Oscars in the future?
I mean, that's where we're headed. Yeah, we've been doing the film festival circuit. You know, we started at Mammoth Film Festival. We went to Waco Indy, which you and I went to with the How to End a Conversation.
Sure.
Is that where you filmed this? Is Waco?
We did. Yeah, we actually ended up winning a screenplay grant. So we put the screenplay into the competition. It ended up winning a small grant. We brought our whole team down to Waco and shot the film in Texas.
Wow.
Which was really cool. And then we basically, it's award season is around the corner. We're getting a lot of attention, and we're gunning for the Oscars this year.
Oh, the gunning for
that
the
would
Oscars.
Be amazing.
That would be incredible. And you know the ties we have here to film in Rochester, New York, with Kodak and whatnot, and the George Eastman House. I know I've been trying to get you out here for quite some time, but this would be a phenomenal place to premiere The Heart of Texas as well for people to come and see it.
Absolutely. I mean, the history, the yeah, exactly. Everything you just said, I would love to come out there and screen it for anybody.
Yeah. And so one of the things, too, we pride ourselves on, too, Greg, here, is the garbage plate. And I know I've been telling you about that for years. It's just a heaping pile of meat.
Garbage. Just straight garbage.
I tried having a conversation with Greg one day about what the garbage plate is, and he was just like, ah.
I think I'm going to throw up now. Thanks.
I'm going to go for a walk. Yeah. I think I'm going to go for a walk.
You know what? I'm down. That's my favorite part of touring around the U.S. is trying all the, you know, Skyline Chili in Cincinnati, you know. Obviously, going to school in Philadelphia, you got to have the cheesesteaks, of course.
So after the film festival run, are we going to be able to view this? Like, can I pass it around to everybody and post it and whatnot?
Absolutely. I mean, we're still on tour with it right now in film festivals. We're about to head to Mallorca. We're going to play it there. Then we're going to play it in Cannes, France. Then we're going straight to Rome. And then we're going to end that little run in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, which is great. Hometown. So
it was that there. Little run, the international run.
The international run. This kid, every time you post a story on Instagram, Greg, you're on a plane. You're always traveling. He's constantly
catch
on the
me
go.
If you can.
Right? He's constantly
it's
on the go.
It's a grind. It's a great grind. I mean, I really love it, you know, and I'm really lucky. I have an amazing team, you know, Lauren Knoll, who's the star of the film. Mm-hmm. She's been out there kind of promoting it, and Carlos Craviato, who's the plays Jesus, he's been out there as well in Texas and Mexico promoting it. So it's nice to kind of divvy it up, you know.
Yeah, dear friend Lauren absolutely crushed it in that role. Greg, I'm super, super proud of you, man. I just constantly, you know, it was bittersweet to leave Los Angeles and, you know, leave that group of friends behind. But we're rooting for you here on the East Coast. And
Thank you. Yeah, I'm lucky I got the moose bump. You know, I worked with you with How to End a Conversation. And now we're, heading towards Oscar consideration.
Not so the moose bump.
Yeah, I know.
I hope I experienced that one day.
Yeah, we'll get you out to Rochester as soon as we can, buddy. But congratulations, man. And by the way, because this is such a huge film community, so many people want to get into film. Mm-hmm. And some people don't want to leave Rochester.
My brother.
Yeah, Breezy's brother is a huge film buff. We get him on the air every year for the Oscars. But what's some of your advice that people want to, like, step into where you're at today and the things that you're doing. I know you were a producer for a long time with Netflix.
For sure.
What are some of the things that somebody can do?
You know, I'll tell you this. That's a great question. And the answer truly is, anytime that I said, I'm just going to make something for myself, that's been the thing that's moved the needle. Like, yeah, you make, you know, if you make a commercial or a music video and you do these things and they're great and people go, that's wonderful, you know. But it was really when we buckled down and made a short film about something that was, you know, important to us, that came from a real place. And we just did it to do it. And it was scrappy, but it was real and it was authentic and it was the story we wanted to tell. That's really where your voice comes out. And I will say, you know, after going around all these festivals and seeing all these films, it's really not the production value that sells it. It's really not, you know, the name actors that are in it. It's the idea.
It's a story.
And it doesn't matter if it's shot on an iPhone or if it's shot on a, you know, cinema camera. It doesn't matter. As long as the story's there and it's told authentically with your voice, I would say just pick up a camera, tell your friends you've got 2 weeks and we're filming, and start filming.
There you go. Make them uncomfortable. And I think that's a great answer, Greg, because I would say some of the success that I've had out there is when I finally stopped waiting around for other people and just did it myself.
And like, you know that goes for anything in life. I feel like everyone's so worried about looking cringe or like they're being too much or embarrassed. Like, just do you.
Yeah.
Do you. Yeah. I mean, I lead with kindness and grace. You know, obviously, like if you're asking favors, and you're, you know, working crazy hours and people are donating their time and their energy and their talent, you know, you gotta be respectful of that. But if you do that, if you work hard, I would say if you work hard and you're nice and kind, and it's gonna work out for you.
It'll pay off. Greg, why don't you go ahead and plug your social media for us?
Absolutely. You can follow me at Gregory JM Kasnick. You can follow the film at Heart of Texas Movie on Instagram. You can go to heartoftexasmovie.com. Know the heartoftexasmovie.com. You can check out our upcoming screenings. You can watch the trailer. You can see news clips and interviews. And, of course, when the film comes out online, it'll be posted there, and you'll be able to check it out and watch it yourself.
And I'll go ahead and post the trailer onto my social, too, at High Moose. Gregory Kasnick, The Heart of Texas, thank you so much, buddy, for coming on the show with us.
Thank you so much, Greg.
Thank you.
Best of luck, man. We'll talk soon, and have a great weekend.
Talk soon. Bye.
And I've got all the strange news stories that you won't get scrolling your Instagram feed, starting at 3 every afternoon, right here on 98 PXY.